Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I don't know if this is common if you're doing therapy or not. Let me ask you guys, because I think everybody in here has been in therapy at one point or another. When you're doing therapy, are there times where you realize after you've been doing it for a while that you catch yourself and go, oh, the therapy is working?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The tools I've been given, like, it's how I handle situations. There are certain situations that would have just beat me down.
Yeah.
But I now have the tools to handle them with a lot more grace.
And do you remember, is it like, because for me, they hit me like a hammer. Like, I go, and then something happens, and I don't even give myself credit for it at that time. But then I look back at it, I'm like, oh, that's kind of a different me.
I kind of realize it when I'm in it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
For me, the helpful part about therapy is getting it all out. It's the trauma dumping, essentially. And then I just haven't had a great streak with therapists yet, so I get annoyed. But then it makes me feel smart because I'm annoyed at them because they give me stupid suggestions. So it's a win.
Is it weird if I suggest a therapist for you that I'm seeing? Is that like a conflict of interest, even though we don't talk about you?
No.
The new one I have is great.
Kristen offered as well, which was really kind.
Okay.
I mean, I need to get back on that. It's taken a back seat. But I do think there are therapists who give great tools, and that's something I need to get back into. But I also do think there's a lot of power in, like, you know how even if you sit down with a best friend and you just dump all your problems out there and you kind of feel lighter? Yeah. It's like, that's cool, but as a friend, that gets tiring. So you pay someone then to listen to all your problems. And it helps. And I think even talking it out sometimes is a tool in itself because it helps you reanalyze the situation and look at it from different angles.
You haven't done a ton of therapy, right?
No, I mean, I did a lot of therapy growing up. I haven't done it recently because therapy is expensive. And I like to think that ChatGPT is the cheaper alternative. But for me, what was so good about therapy in my adult years when I was going is it's incredibly validating to talk about your experiences, especially if you're the type of person that was kind of raised to always feel like you're always in the wrong. And I think when you vocalize what you're going through, it helps you analyze it because you're not suppressing it. It forces you to get it all out there. So you're not just like pushing it down. You're actually talking to somebody about it. But then also it is worth, honestly, the money for someone to look at you and go, wow, that really sucks.
Yeah.
And to feel like they know that they mean it.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere with this because I got a win and I'll get to it in a second. But here, I think, is the difference between ChatGPT and a real therapist is that when you are in front of somebody and they are pressing you on what you're saying, and sometimes it's BS and they call you on it, that is very different than ChatGPT. Because they know your history. Like, I don't look forward to going to see my therapist every week because I know she's going to call me out. She is hitting pain points for me that are very difficult, communicating about my feelings, intimacy, and stuff like that. But sitting down and having to drive and go to it and do the hard work, I think, is more beneficial than ChatGPT, even though ChatGPT has given me really good insight before.
Totally. I co-sign on this because I do remember a specific moment when my therapist challenged a thought I had. And I was like, I don't want to think about that. Like, I don't want to go there. And it was a really critical piece to breaking through this issue that I was having. And I pushed back so hard and she just nicely dug in and was like, no, really, what would happen? And made me sit there and go through the process. And I was like, I hate you, but this is working.
Yeah. Yes. Here's something ChatGPT can't do that my therapist does do is we are working on me exiting. And that means when things are getting really heavy in my therapy session, what I have done my entire life is I break it up with a joke. And that is simply taking an off ramp out of confronting your feelings.
Deflection.
Yeah, and I do it constantly. So I'll make a joke in there, and then she'll just give me that look like, you just exited again. I'm like, dang it, I did. Please let me exit. But here's where I have really felt it the last couple of days, and I only put it together this morning, actually. I have told you guys before that I feel like I have been chasing contentment just about my entire life. It comes in spurts from time to time. Like if I'm on a vacation, I can slow myself down enough to go, wow, this is really beautiful where I'm at right now. This is a perfect moment for me. The sun is setting. I'm on a lake or whatever, and I can give gratitude to God in that moment, and I can just feel it. But they are elusive for me. They really are elusive for me. And I have noticed it more and more the last couple of days, actually. And it has everything to do with my family. And I've always kind of run away from that. Like, look, I've got my own kids. I'm in intimate relationships, but I always kind of feel there's a little bit of a pushback with people. Like, I don't want them to get too close. And when it does happen, I don't really embrace it, you know? And it certainly can be tracked back to the way I grew up with my parents. But even with my own kids, I feel like when I'm trying to embrace those content moments, there's just something where I'm leaning back a little bit, right? And I have noticed over the course of the last couple of days, this morning actually, is that these contentment moments for me have happened back to back to back the last couple of days. And they have everything to do with small moments hanging out with my family. You know,
the ordinary can become extraordinary when you look at it the right way.
And I have gone through my whole life, you know, hey, let's go travel mm-hmm. to Europe together. Let's go do this together. Let's go. That's not what it is all about. And I'll give you a couple of examples. And maybe I'm word vomiting this morning. I don't know. So first of all, there was Hayden, Hollis, and Amanda and I all hanging out this weekend. And Amanda is crucial in this whole thing. Yeah, we had a little adrenaline thing going when it comes to zip lining. But it was also an hour and a half of conversation where we were all really focused on each other. Amanda broke out her phone and demanded that all of us answer questions about each other that we normally would not answer. So we were getting really intimate answers about each other, and we were kind of calling each other out and commenting on it with each other, right? So this is the ride up to zip lining. The zip lining itself was great, took a couple of pictures, had a memory, great. And then there was the ride on the way back also where we were doing the same thing. And I felt in the moment when we were driving home, like, this really feels really, really great.
Aww.
Really, really great. And then Saturday morning, Amanda and Asa spent the night over at my house, and it's Saturday morning, and you know, almost five-year-olds, they wake up and they are shot out of a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Asa is observant enough to the way that adults wake up that he calls Amanda and I, and mostly me, a sloth in the morning because I just can't jump in. I need coffee. I need two cups of coffee or whatever. And he's like, Mr. Burt, let's do this. Mr. Burt, do that. I'm like, please, can I get some coffee in me? But on Saturday morning, we woke up and we settled them down enough to where Amanda, Asa, her dog Copper, and I were all sort of laying on top of each other on that hanging couch that I have in my living room in front of the window that I never, ever use. But Amanda was drinking her coffee. I was drinking my coffee. Asa was sort of laying on her. Copper was kind of laying on me. And we were talking about nonsense. Mm-hmm. Just nonsense. And it was so slow. And I felt in that moment so freaking happy, and I identified it in the moment. And it was nothing except slowing down on a Saturday morning and having coffee and hanging out and talking about spiders and snakes and stuff like that on a Saturday morning.
Those are the beautiful moments.
Those are the beautiful moments. And then there was another one yesterday where Amanda, Asa, and I went, and this is funny considering how much I was ripping on it as a first date a couple of days ago. She wanted to go do some pottery with Asa. And I'm like, yeah, I got the night. Yeah, I'll join you guys for doing some painting, some pottery. And we went, and the three of us were working on our projects, and at some point, Asa stopped talking just for a second.
He's a verbose child.
He sure is. But we were all working on our projects separately yet together, and in that moment, I kind of looked around and I felt in the room like, this is glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it does not get any better than this. And this morning, I was thinking, maybe the therapy is like the therapy plus Amanda mm-hmm. is like settling me down and really making me enjoy life more.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think you're actually seeing the fruits of your labor right in front of your eyes.
Right.
Because I know you've been saying, like, it can be infuriating because you're like, how old am I? I've been doing this therapy thing for so long. My mommy and daddy issues are still affecting me. Like, WTF, shouldn't I be quote unquote fixed by now, right? And we're all constantly works in progress. I need my second cup of coffee. We are all constantly works in progress, right? And life is ever changing, and it's going to throw a lot of stuff at us. So we're going to have to constantly evolve with it, right? So, you know, our traumas from the past will kind of sneak their ugly heads in. But now that you're seeing it with these fresh eyes and you're not exiting, like, you're sitting in stuff that you didn't want to before, but now you're seeing the little moments for what they are.
Mm-hmm. I bet you'll continue to see more too, because you know, there is a point, and there is something to do to this for anyone listening as well. And I'm not saying you did this, but you can train your brain to start noticing these moments. So if you're looking for glimmers throughout your life, like, I love when sunlight filters through tree leaves. Mm. I don't know why. It just makes me feel magical, and I'll stand there and I'll appreciate it. And the more you think about that stuff or make yourself start looking at that stuff, the more it's going to become evident, because your brain is low key always searching for that. It's like if you're shopping for, let's say, a red Mazda, right? And then all of a sudden you start seeing that car everywhere. It's because it's on your brain and you don't realize it. And so now that you've started noticing these content moments, I bet you'll start sitting in them and noticing them more and more. And I really hope for you that it sounds like you've done really hard work to break down some barriers, because the leaning back thing to me says, like, okay, I still kind of am trying to protect myself just a little bit in case things go sideways. And it sounds like you did the work to get yourself to a place where you're comfortable lowering those barriers, and you've got the right people around you to do that.
Yeah.
And now you can notice those moments. So I really hope that your life just gets even more happy and content.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I think you need to call up our listener and apologize for ragging on pottery as a first date now. I think that's your next therapy challenge.
I still wouldn't go in on a first date.
The Burt Show.